Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream, where the extraordinary isn't fiction. It is the conversation. I have a guest who's back, and I'm always excited to have this conversation with her and the beautiful beings who come through her, because today we sit at the edge of what humanity is becoming. Rebecca Dawson is here. She's an internationally renowned channel. She's an author. She's an emissary for Source Consciousness. And she returns for her third appearance, and she always brings something new. For nearly 30 years, Rebecca has been receiving transmissions from these beautiful beings, masters Serapis Bey, Saint Germain, and Kuthami. And what they are revealing right now is paradigm altering. Because we are in, as you can well know as sensitives, we're in this complete shift of the human blueprint. Identity is dissolving, linear time is collapsing, and a multidimensional operating system is coming online for each of us and for the collective. So in this conversation, Rebecca is going to take us behind the veil into the architecture of creation, the physics of consciousness, and the true mechanics of embodiment. How do we stabilize in a world that is rapidly deconstructing? And how do we navigate reality where the rules we once lived by no longer apply? What is the purpose behind the global unraveling we are seeing on a global stage as well as experiencing in our personal lives? And what is emerging from its ashes? And also later in the show, Rebecca is going to be channeling for direct messages from the collective masters, bringing through the guidance humanity most needs right now. This is the episode that changes everything. And if you'd like to learn more about my guest, you can go to RebeccaDawson.com. Rebecca, welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm so happy to have you here again. What a delight.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm so delighted to be here with you. Our conversations are always extraordinary. So I'm excited to see what we're going to discover today.
Always. And what a joy for me last year to meet you in person at the Conscious Life Expo. That's really a rarity when we can step out of this online experience and actually connect in person. I know you're going to be back at Conscious Life Expo again in 2026, and we'll talk about that a little. And I already can't wait to give you a hug in a couple of months.
Me too.
Yeah, it's your tribe, it's your people, right? So you really belong there. I want to find out from you right here at the top, Rebecca. What are you observing? Because you observe from the vantage point of these incredibly knowledgeable beings who filter through you this beautiful information, plus who you are and working with all the people you do, both privately and in groups. What are you observing is in the energetic architecture of Earth that was not present the last time you were on this show? Because a lot has changed.
A lot has changed. And there's two ways we could look at this. We could say, well, it's the reality itself that's changing, or we could say it's humanity's perception that's changing and humanity's consciousness that's expanding that's enabled us to feel, sense, and discover life a little bit differently. But if we want to bring it down to some really fundamental principles, we've been speaking about for some time now moving out of linearity and more into a multidimensional sense of being. But we're really beginning to feel that in how we are as humans at this time through a couple of different veins. One thing that's become far more noticeable since we last spoke is the way that time is becoming less structured. So it's less predictable in how we're sensing it and how we're experiencing. Sometimes things seem to speed up, sometimes things seem to slow down. It's becoming easier to be present in a now moment. And it's often when we're in that now moment and we then have a conscious awareness of time again that the speed is a little bit different to when it was before that now moment. So what we would like to share about that is that there is a general sense at this time that's beginning to emerge that everything has curvature or a sense of an arc to it. So instead of saying, well, I can see clearly in this direction, I can see how things are going to be timed, and I can see strategy, it's getting more and more difficult to see ahead. And equally, it's getting more and more difficult to see into history as well, into our past or into our memory, because we're actually, as a humanity, starting to move back into more natural rhythm of movement and structure of the universe, which is an arc of curvature, the cosmic spiral. And as such, all of our concepts of time and space are now beginning to slightly move, we might say distort, but we would say move back into alignment with a curvature. So if you can imagine going along a particular arc, if you're trying to have a clear line of sight for what you're doing, or a clear line of sight for where you've come from, that's becoming less and less available to us. So it's evoking more imagination. It's evoking more intuition. And it basically means that strategy at this time is becoming very, very difficult to adhere to.
Oh, wow. That makes so much sense. That's so interesting. And so I assume then a new strategy. Well, okay, what I was going to say is a new strategy needs to be birthed, but that doesn't feel like an energetic alignment with what you just said. Because, well, what do we do with this operational way of being that comes through the senses, that comes through maybe telepathy, that comes through intuition, being way more like the advanced civilizations that are out there as we grow as a species? Where do we go with that?
Well, it's interesting because when you can't see too far ahead and you can't really go back too far either with what you knew before, it's what we knew before seems to be becoming less and less relevant to where we are now. We're seeing that with technological changes, things are moving so quickly. What I learned last year has already been superseded. So that brings us into, and it's such a beautiful mechanism because that lack of predictability now with linear constructs of time and linear ways of doing things means that we have to concentrate our focus in a smaller, smaller, smaller frame of reference, which means we're being encouraged at this time to really be very deeply present. What can I do in this moment? What can I do today? What can I do in the next hour? What can I do right now? And even in terms of this conversation that we're having today, Debbie, there would have been some preparation and there would have been a framework. But you and I both know that when we get together and talk, that's very nice to have that there for peace of mind. But all of that brings our focus into the present moment so that something completely different and new and unexpected can happen. So, as we're beginning to have less reference for strategy in a linear way, our consciousness is focusing more into the present moment. And that's exactly where creation happens, because creation doesn't happen through trajectories of linearity. Creation happens in a now moment. But we just see it unfolding in pieces that we place markers upon that we call a sequence. So we are being encouraged as a consciousness to now move into a deep creation period. Because when we can't see too far ahead, we can't see too far back, strategy is not really something that's either coming easily or it's not feeling resonant anymore. It brings us into the resonance with what is it that I want to do right now in this moment? What is it that I'm interested in? What is it that my consciousness really wants to play with or engage with at this moment? And that's where new life and new breath begins to start. So it's positioning us away from where we think we're going and back into how can we bring that inner genius and consciousness out into this reality now.
I literally had a shamanic, very brief. I mean, I think she worked on me for 20 minutes. These are people years and years ago that I went through shaman school with, and we still have a lottery. And every quarter we get matched up. And it's so wonderful we still work together because, as you know, even healers need healers, right?
Right.
And I had the very brief session. And that was exactly what it was about. Like, this is such an amazing confirmation because I'm aware of how much is in front of me. And I think many people in this healing space, this channeling space, this light language space, more than ever, our services are being called upon, and there's way more visibility. Like, it's so nuts. I literally just filled out a form last night for a national, when I say national TV show, I could name the shows they've done. Like, you would know this is very big, this project. It's about aliens. They wanted to know your background with aliens. I'm like, wow, now this speaks to what's really going on. And finally, the shift I think we've been waiting for. And as I was expressing to this shamanic practitioner, so she knows what to work on. That's what I kept coming to was the idea of presence. And when she was done, because I was so much more relaxed, it was like, oh, yes, like that's all I have is this moment. This
Yes.
is so important.
Yes. And this moment, what we call vertical time, when we move into that now moment, that opens up that access for multidimensionality. And that's when everything becomes available. And it's so important to give ourselves these moments of pure focus because that's when it all comes out. And even with what you're speaking about, with some of those topics around our galactic brothers and sisters and that family that Earth's now moving back into an awareness of, there's so much wisdom within humans right now that's ready to be expressed. But it can't be expressed necessarily in terms of conjecture or history. And this is so important, especially in the field around what we call, UFOs, extraterrestrials, or other dimensional realities. Because, and having experienced, some interesting things in my history around those sorts of experiences, a lot of people will say, well, tell me about your experience that you had. And what did that mean for you? Or they might say, what do you think's going to happen in the next 2 years? And again, we're back on the linear strategy. But if you actually sit down and say to someone, what do you know right now about this? That's going to open up a completely new availability for wisdom to start to flow. You experience that right now. What does this mean for you? And what do you know about this now? And there's a flooding that starts to happen. And I'm an absolutely firm believer that anyone that's had an experience or is very interested in these sorts of experiences are here at this time to get into this present moment so they can begin to talk about what's available for them to talk about now for humanity.
Beautiful. I know that you've spoken about the collapse of identity as a necessary part of evolution. What does that look like currently for individuals right now? What is the collapse of identity about?
Well, again, past and future, linear, moving off that and into a curve means we start to become less attached to who all of the things that have happened that have led us up to believe that we have a version of ourselves that currently exists, and also what that version could look like in the future. We now move into a state where we become less attached or less resonant with what we used to do, who we used to be. Some people, this happens with their name, some people with relationships, what they like or what they don't like. I don't feel resonant with that anymore. And therefore, I no longer have a clear line of sight for where my life is going. And so this is a unlocking in many ways out of fixed third or fourth dimensional reality, where we can now become freed, and this is sovereignty in many ways, free out of being fixed into a particular idea about who or what you are, because anything third or fourth dimensional is fixed in time and space. And now we're unlocking out of that time and space, what many people might call the matrix, for example. And the thing, one of the key things that keeps us locked into a particular set of circumstances is a notion of identity. And that gets handed to you when you're very young. Your parents name you. This is where you live. This is what you like. This is what you don't like. And so many things, on the socio-political front have been showing us in recent years that people are no longer feeling resonant with their identities, for example. So this is where we're now enabling ourselves to move beyond identity or beyond containment. And this is where we now become representations for universally available multidimensional wisdom and experience, which means, and this is important, that we no longer have to earn our way to certain knowledge or experiences or wisdoms. We now open ourselves up to the vastness of that availability as cosmic consciousness, because we're not locked into identity. And now we can really experience anything that our deeper consciousness wishes to experience. It's no longer dependent upon where we are placed within time and space with identity.
This is big, it really is. And I'm thinking for people who are experiencing that, which in a way must be a relief. This is the removal, these are hindrances, really, whether it's a name, whether it's a relationship, a job, etc. At the same time, there are 3D needs. And this could be very, chaotic and confusing for people. I know lots of people who have contacted me and said, I lost my job. I lost this, moving out. I'm not going to live here anymore. I'm not going to be with this person. Is there something that people can, I want to say, hitch their ride on, but is there something that they can start to do while all of this de dissolving is occurring, emerging is occurring, transition that will assist them during this time, and maybe to find the next right step, whether it's financially or who they are, where to be, all of that.
Yes, so that's a great question. And while it may conceptually sound like it's a great relief to have that release from identity, it can be as terrifying as having as being faced with your own physical death. Because the physical body has been through so many experiences or lives, and there's so much genetic memory and collective memory within the body that says, at the point where you lose your identity, you also lose your physical experience. And so for many people who are on the cusp of breaking free from identity so they can begin to really access the wealth of their consciousness, it can literally feel like you're going to die. And all of the alarm systems go off in the nervous system, and it's actually imprinted into your genetic coding as well, that, whoa, we need to lock back in. Because we're in danger of being annihilated. Well, yes, your identity is in danger of being annihilated, but your body and your consciousness can remain. And really, that's the whole focus for what many beings in the world who practice a lot of meditation or want to have an experience of illumination, that's what they're looking for. They're looking at, how do I remain here with my consciousness and my body and my mind, but be willing to annihilate the identity. So To answer your question, what do they hold on to? This is a fundamental shift for humanity, where instead of relying upon externalized anchor points for our stability, we now go to the anchor point within. And that deep sense of, I exist in here, there is something in here, there is life within me. There is a consciousness that is generating this form to go back to your physicality, because your physicality is actually where you can most easily find that anchor. So, if we were going to imagine that you have a circus tent and there's a big pole in the middle, and you have all of these pegs and ropes all around the circus tent, we're all going through, and have been for some years now, an experience where some of those pegs are being pulled out or the ropes being cut. And the pole in the middle starts to get a bit wobbly because it thinks, oh my gosh, I need all of these things to continue to exist as the tent. But what's happening is all those pegs of identity, my job, where I live, my relationship, what I think I'm good at, why people like me, what I'm interested in, what my intelligence is, are all being cut. And what remains is that central pole. And what you begin to discover is that that central column within you, that stabilizing life energy within you, is the stability. And it doesn't need the tethering of all of those points to be there. And that's when you start to become a pillar of light, because you identify more with being that central pole than being the entire structure of a person or a personality, or this is my life under this tent. This is everything I've collected and everything that I'm all about.
Oh, amazing. So the pole in the middle of a circus tent, what a great illusion. And the pegs are being pulled out. But to remember this stability, this column of light of who we truly are inside, that's where there's no wobble. That's
Yes,
where
there's no wobble.
is
And of
truly
course,
grounded.
yeah, and of course, one of the most terrifying things about that imagery is, my goodness, if all the pegs go and the sheet blows off, no one's going to gather. What about all these people I've been responsible for who have gathered under my tent? What about all the things that people come to my tent for that they think that I offer? All of that's gone. But what you realize is that now that you've become this pillar, it's almost like becoming a totem. And so people start to gather around you for a different reason. They start to gather because they see you as a marker. They see you as a point of stability. And so what you start to attract is looking to be in the midst of your field for a completely different reason.
We're going to take a quick pause, my friend. I want to invite you deeper into this work. From the moment I asked Rebecca the first question, I can actually feel the beings strongly are here already. So let me share with you what's coming up, what's available to you, and then we're going to introduce the channeling portion of this. If you would like to receive a free gift, I've got a free starseed video and report so you can learn your galactic lineage. You can learn where you're from, what your ancestry is from the stars. Go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. That's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. And I am doing, actually, tomorrow evening is the next monthly Shamanic Galactic Healing. It is 90 minutes. All you do is join us on Zoom, sit in a comfortable chair, and receive. It is so profound. I've had people who reported back to me, they started speaking the language of Quechua out of nowhere, which is a deep Peruvian from a high up in the Andes language. It's the lineage I work with. And so that was amazing. She has never even been to Peru, this woman, and people have been reporting a lot of profound things happen. So come, at the very least, to shift things, to calm your nervous system. It's a beautiful gathering of beings, and we do this once a month. debbiedashinger.com/healing. And then the beautiful Rebecca Dawson and myself will both be speaking at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. That's February 23rd through the 26th, 2026. And it's three floors, LAX Hilton, over 200 speakers, over 800 vendors. It is the most extraordinary 4 days you will ever have, being with your tribe, getting to be in person with these people and experience. Oh, there's everything imaginable that you're into. And so please join us. There are links for everything in the show description. So I'll be excited to meet you. Coming up, and I need to bring this up because they're going to be closing the ability to leave a deposit for the Mediterranean cruise that I'm speaking on. And so it's March 2026, going to Greece, going to Turkey. I cannot wait. We've got people like Laura Eisenhower, Debbie Solaris, Vivian Chavay, Geraldine Orozco, Neil Gore, myself, and way more, all doing presentations, going to these ancient sites together. You must put in your deposit to reserve your cabin. So don't delay because the cutoff is December 8th. And that's Mystery School at Sea, SEA, Mystery School at Sea.com. And under referral, of course, put my name, Debbie Dashinger. I can't wait to meet you guys. And if this conversation that Rebecca and I are having right now helps you in any way, support us. Subscribe, like, comment. I do read all the comments. I love hearing from you guys. And every time you do that, you take one moment to give us that gift. It helps us to reach way more star seeds and light workers around the world. Please do it. And so now we're going to enter the channeling portion of this conversation. And Rebecca, I'll turn this over to you. And when you feel in the state of ready to, I will start engaging once again with you.
Okay. Did you want to begin with a question, Debbie, or would you like us to begin?
Ah, oh, wow. What a great offer. Because either is fantastic. I think I want to start with a question, if that's okay.
Of course, yeah. Take it away.
All right. Well, my first question is, and this is really akin to what you and I were just talking about. What is the purpose behind this global unraveling that we're seeing? What is emerging from its ashes?
It's so interesting. Greetings to you. It's so interesting when humans like to see changes and transformation in terms of life and death and in terms of sacrifice and resurrection. It's a very interesting view from our perspective
Or maybe the
because
phoenix
humans,
rising from the ashes.
yes, because if the human perspective of duality, we'll often see empires rise and fall, and therefore even phases of humanity, there are many that would view that there is a rise and a fall, perhaps part of a natural cycle. However, we would wish to invite you into a view that there is a continual fractalization, a continual expansion that is occurring that is natural for all forms of life in all dimensional realities. And it is also natural for humanity and the Earth's experience. However, for more than 300,000 years, you have been experiencing yourselves in what we would call a closed system loop, where you have moved through a very repetitious circular motion of experience. And this has led humanity into a point where I feel I must move something to a point of perfection, and then perhaps we can move on to another experience. So there's much, very much of a focus on igniting something and moving it into a point of completion. And this is important for humans because you often feel that you are accomplished or successful if you have completed something. Agree?
Yes.
And so it sends you on a never-ending quest of mini completions or chapters or nuances of experience where I've completed this, now I'm ready for something new. And yet you also realize that this is not natural at all. And it is something that is unique to the experience of Earth and humanity. It also leads you into an experience where you can never fully appreciate what it is to experience your own evolution. Because evolution, in and of itself, is a never-ending fractalization of expansion. There is no sense or desire to complete. And this is where there is a great shift that is happening for humanity at this time, whereby the natural rhythms of the Earth itself are once again joining the great galactic spiral of evolution, so that you may once again discover yourselves as part of a greater pattern of movement and expression that is not focused on beginnings and endings. It is not focused on loops, and it is not certainly focused on any sense of completion. And so, what is interesting for humans at this time is that many awakening beings are feeling that they are at a point of completion. I am done with this. I am done with the humanity that I have known. I am done with myself. I am done with everything that I believed. I'm done with this planet. But this is a culmination of a sense of completion, because remember, that's the paradigm that you can reference with a contained system of repetitious experience. So it's almost as if you're moving now back into the arc of the cosmic evolutionary spiral. The Earth is being swept back into it. As such, your very position that you believe yourselves to be in third dimensional time and space is shifting at this time. The Earth itself and the way it is positioned is shifting. And vibrationally, it's shifting into a different spectrum of experience so that it can once again move into the evolutionary spiral along with all of the other forms of life. So, what is arising at this time is a lack of desire to finish anything, a lack of clarity about what to begin. And rather, many humans are moving into a state of detachment, but also curiosity, terror, but also release as they begin to relax into a greater current, a greater evolutionary spiral, and allow that to begin to reveal new openings and possibilities to you. Because what you are wanting from your evolutionary consciousness is to experience something other than what you have known, something other than what is currently on offer to you. And so it's not that you don't know what you want to expand your consciousness. The issue is you don't know what is available to engage with. And at this time, what's happening externally is not necessarily resonant with you because so much of what's on offer, even if it appears to be new, even if it appears to be new, is often embedded in old linear structure. So it's not coherent with your evolutionary expansion. But rather, you're more interested to be aligned with perhaps as a particular person, or perhaps as a particular energy, or perhaps as a particular investigation or exploration or curiosity that I do feel resonance for. I don't know why, but it's taking me on an arc. I don't know where it's going, but it seems to be fractalizing into new places. And there's a phrase that we have often heard humans say, and it is this phrase, rabbit hole. And the rabbit hole is an internalized, dualistic, in our view, interpretation of a multidimensional fractal of possibility that humans are naturally being drawn to at this time. So, if you're drawn to something and you don't know where it's going to go, and it goes here and then it goes there and then it goes there, this is an indication that your consciousness is now relaxing back into the great galactic spiral of evolution. And it's wonderful. You cannot be lost in that spiral.
I could cry listening to that. because that is so much what I am experiencing right now. And I certainly didn't have those words. That was so cohesive, what you just shared with us. And it felt there was such permission in that. So, for anyone who also is experiencing, much like me, a lot of what we just heard, I think there's this idea of bucking up against it because what's wrong? I've never experienced this before. What's wrong that this is happening? Or where do I go with this that this is happening? And hearing you say, well, first, evolve, that was big. It was a big aha because evolving is becoming, and evolution, there is no end. So this is not a static one and done. This is an ongoing process. And that was
Yes.
such a big answer that you gave me. Thank
And
you.
that ability for you, if you could imagine, you've been holding onto a grid for dear life to let go and relax and allow the arc, like a great cosmic wave, to begin to move. You are actually now moving in alignment with galactic evolution. And this is through curiosity and the mystery and interest and allowing your awareness to flow naturally into different waves of fractalization. There is no consistency that is required there. The only semblance of consistency is your ability to be present to it and to begin to remind yourself and to consciously relax into it. Oh, there's no requirement here because there's no end to this. I'm not doing this to achieve something. I'm not trying to peg something down or trying to tether myself to anything. Humans are so used to tethering themselves to structure, to belief, to what you believe is true. Let go, and this is where you begin to experience momentum. And momentum's a very powerful word for 2026. Because
Yes.
momentum is what happens when the consciousness within you deliberately relaxes into a wave that has no apparent end. And this is where you begin to experience your reality shifting quite quickly. This is moving Earth and its evolutionary potential back into the galactic evolutionary template.
So speaking of Earth, what role does Earth play in humanity's ascension? What is Earth's ascension and her own evolutionary reconfiguration?
Well, in our view, they are not separate because you are an extension of the Earth's consciousness, and the Earth itself is one point along the fractal of the cosmic spiral of life. And so you have an experience that is unique, another fractalized version of the Earth's consciousness in many ways within that. And perhaps this is a challenge for many humans to hear because humans will often say, well, humanity perhaps didn't originate in the Earth reality, or perhaps there are other species that don't belong within the Earth reality. But if you consider the mechanics of the reality of Earth itself, many would say that it is largely a holographic expression of consciousness. Therefore, anything that arises within that Earth reality is naturally encompassed as a part of that consciousness. And so we could say that the Earth reality or Gaia itself fractalizes itself into a myriad of forms, such as the various species that discover themselves conscious within that field. And therefore, it is evolving in that very concentrated way. But now, that concentration of evolution through all of those fractalizations is now being moved back into a greater spiral of evolution. And this is where humanity in general is going to become more focused upon where are we in relation to the evolution of everything else that's happening, rather than where are we in relation to each other in this. And that's the competition, that's the scarcity, that's the hierarchy of comparison. So that's part of the big shift that humanity and the Earth is moving through. Relatability now is not between each other. Competition is not between each other. It's now, where are we in relation to everything else?
What are your thoughts about the simulation theory? At first when I heard it, I just wrote it off. To me, I put it in the same thing with flat Earth and other things I'd heard that just they don't compute. But I recently had a conversation with a very brilliant physicist. I actually have another one coming on the show too, and so I really listen. One thing I'll do is I'll listen. I'll hold, to hear because I am interested. And there were definitely things about simulation theory that were making sense. Is there validity to that idea? And I guess where I get confused with some simulation theories, it seems to say, we just get recycled and back here and back here and back here as though we don't have choice. And that doesn't feel like truth to me. I feel like we have abundant choice, but I also hear a kind of a simulation theory where it is within that there may be hierarchies, and that within that we do have the abundance of choice and manifestation. What do you understand all of that to be?
Well, we understand that the principle of reality means that everything is perception. And in your third, fourth density experience as humans, you have a material world that you have come to understand. What you are speaking about, in our view, is two different perceptions of the same thing. Because when you look at the very nature of the fabric of the universe, the source consciousness is experiencing itself through an infinite number of perspectives. You may call them eyes. So it peers out through an infinite number of eyes, and this forms the different landscapes of reality. So it's a perception-based reality. In this way, we could say that it is simulatory. What you are speaking about more specifically is certain constructs of coding within those simulatory theses that limit or denote particular sets of experiences that, unless you are aware, exist, you have no idea that there is anything beyond it. So, if you look at what many have spoken about in terms of encapsulation in the Earth reality, which we are very aware of, and certain constructs or systems that have been based to contain the vast array of experiences available to certain sets of experiences. And this is why, through many, many, many generations of humanity, you all seem to have the same experiences. You may call this generational trauma. What we're suggesting is that there's something interesting in the coding that's been happening within your simulation experience or simulatory experience. So, holographically, we could say that all of the universe and all of the dimensional realities are based upon perception. Whatever beliefs, or what you may call for your binary perception coding, that exists within those perceived realities is what determines what you experience within them. Now, there are galactic environments where there is very, very little coding. So almost anything is possible, particularly timescapes can be very different, instant manifestation, and so on. But the Earth reality has been very unique because it's had such a rigid, third dimensional linear. This is why it's interesting to call it a matrix almost, because it's been so sequential. This is the limitation. If you want to get off this map of gameplay, you have to get your rewards and move to the next set of experiences that may be available to you. And so, in many ways, the Earth experience has had levels of experience, levels of blueprints. You have to succeed and complete one level before you move to the next, and so on. And of course, as you see the consciousness of humanity evolving, nobody really wants to do that anymore. Why can't I get that now? Where is the shortcut? And so on, because consciousness is beginning to awaken and say, not only can we discover shortcuts within this set of codings, We can hack this, so to speak. But now, actually, we've decided that we don't even want to play in this game anymore, and we want to create something else entirely, or we want to actually see what's beyond the limitations of this. And that's how we would best describe holographic reality in the case of your current Earth experience. Consciousness expands beyond the containments of the coding. That is how we would simplify it for you.
That's very interesting. I was involved in an experiment on Saturday evening, and they're doing a segment on CNN for this particular person, and they wanted to do an on-camera experiment with DMT. And I don't know if you know of this, but it's pretty prevalent right now where they take red laser and it creates a cross. And in this case, sometimes they had red at a cross and then green and blue, but different colors. It was on a wall. And this person talks about how he has seen past those lasers and definitely sees coding exactly as you're describing. And way beyond that, he's had some extraordinary experiences. So I agreed to go over to somebody's house where the TV crew was, and I didn't mind being on camera. They didn't film us smoking, so that was good. But it was the after effects. And honestly, I'm a big skeptic often. And so I'm looking at this and I'm just seeing a red laser on a white wall. What the heck? But I believe this person sees what he sees. I do believe that. So I agree to be part of it. And also, what often happens with me, the big skeptic, is I end up having the big experience. And so I surprise myself because not only could I see past this red light laser, and initially all I saw was snakeskin, but I was so interested in it that I asked to do more, to have a bigger experience. And I was able to see this very, it's so hard to articulate because it doesn't feel very like English, but it was like a mythical Indian sort of place and people and animals, and it was different colors. It was quite beautiful. It was quite interesting. And what are your thoughts on that? Like going past here or using something to go past, all this very 3D to be able to explore other realms, and do they exist? And do they exist just for the person going there, or anybody can go in and they might have all that same experience? I'm curious about all of it.
Well, everything exists everywhere simultaneously. It is, again, as we have suggested, a holographic style simulatory experience based upon what the matrices of thought and belief and perception enable you to experience. So there are some that would move into that experience who would, their consciousness would naturally resonate with and have reference for other versions of reality that sit just beyond the limitation of that coding, so to speak. And therefore, that's what's perceivable to your consciousness. Somebody else sitting beside you might have a totally different perception based upon what their consciousness and that particular viewpoint of source consciousness is able to perceive. So we want to be very clear in this moment also that your ability to see within your reality is not just based upon thought and belief. It is based upon your current vibratorial status, what rate at which you are vibrating, the spectrum within which you are vibrating, and the wider your spectrum, the more array of possibility that is available to you. Evolution's not just moving from one vibration to another, it's widening the spectrum of availability for vibration, like a trained singer. You open your register. And it's also dependent on what's happening within your genetic composition within your body. And that's something that's not very often spoken about. But this is one of the key reasons why people who are awakening are becoming quite particular about what it is that they are experiencing, what it is that they're consuming, and what it is that's happening with their physical body.
Oh my, please say way more about this genetic component. That's fascinating.
So you could look at beliefs, thoughts, and dispositions as something that is in your natural environment that is conditioned and learned, but there's also a much deeper predisposition to capacities for perspectives and thoughts and beliefs that exist within your genetic coding. So obviously many of your psychologists and genetic scientists are discovering that there are certain tendencies, traits, and ways of seeing the world and perspectives that arise through your genetic material. But we also wish to speak about the evolution, and there is an unfolding, just like the galactic spiral unfolds. Genetic material is unfolding within you. And based upon the conditions of your human body, the vibratory spectrum that you are currently expressing within, the degrees of unfolding that happens within your genetic material changes at different rates. And with that, new viewing capacities start to come online for you or activated, where you're now able to have a sense for things you couldn't sense before. You now perhaps have systems of thought that you didn't know that were there. You're able to accommodate the unknown far more easily. You begin to forget a lot of the stored data that you spent much of your youth analyzing and memorizing that no longer has anything to anchor it within your genetic composition. And so that's an important notion to consider at this time, is there is a lot of inherited and a lot of contained or absorbed data, because humans have been taught to absorb data that is now no longer able to be maintained within the human body through this evolutionary expression. So this is why you're forgetting things. I learned this and now I can't remember what I did. It doesn't seem relevant anymore. I can't access it. Where did it go? So it's not just in your brain, it's in your entire field. Your genetics are not only about what's happening physically, it's about what you can accommodate and what you can translate within your field. And if it's about what you can accommodate and translate in your field, that is key in how you have an ability to perceive reality.
Does this evolution, ascension, all of what's going away, all of what's emerging, does this also create a multidimensional body or a multidimensional way of being that actually communicates with star civilizations, councils, and cosmic networks? How does that work?
Yes, you already have this capacity is inherent within you, but you've not been operating it in a vibrational spectrum that enables that capacity to be truly experienced within your field. Everything happens within your field. All communication happens within your field. You may believe with your senses that someone sits in the room with you and you hear what they have to say because there's a distance, there's a maya. The voice and the sound crosses the room and goes from here to here, and then I process and then I interpret and then I produce thoughts for it. That's a very third dimensional view. But what's actually happening is that an experience is arising from you. It appears within your reality as a person in the room. There is sound that is experienced and there is wisdom that arises, but all of it is being generated from within you. And once you become very clear that everything is coming from the inside out and not from the outside in, it becomes quite natural and simple to communicate with other civilizations and your galactic brothers and sisters, because you realize you have the capacity to bring it out of you in your experience. It's far simpler than trying to bring it in.
I'm thinking about somebody I know who channels, I'll just generally call it a reptilian race. And these beings who come through him and he also maintain there's no one who's coming. There's no connection that will happen. There's no joining the galactic community. There's a spacecraft out there that, create a sort of a cone of protection, but it will never happen. It is really interesting to me because when I hear it, I mean, that's not my belief, but also when I hear it, I honor his belief. I honor the beings that come through him. And it also makes me laugh because I think it's like further duality on this planet. There's so many different ways of choosing to live your life and choosing to believe and all of that. And it is so in contrast to most everything else I hear that I'm engaged in. And what are your thoughts about that? Because I find it very interesting.
Well, it is interesting, and you have a wonderful sense of observation here, Blessed One, because what you are demonstrating with your comment is one of the key facets and the key design aspects of the human reality as it was originally designed. Because the human reality as it was originally designed was designed to be a system of very refined fractalization. And what we mean by that is as much variation as possible in what appears to be a very small space. And so this is what has accounted for all of the genetic differences that you have, all of the different species, all of the individual points of view. You can be brought up in the same family, have completely different views of reality, completely different personalities. You all have different fingerprints. You all have different genetic compositions. So it was an experience designed to be concentrated variation. How much can we fractalize life in this space? And so, in that regard, such a perspective as the one that you have just shared about humanity contained and staying in a contained, encapsulated reality is one of those variations that almost certainly will continue to be a variation or a point of view for some points of consciousness in the Earth experience. But evolutionary, the majority of the consciousness of the Earth reality will shift into new experiences that unlock that sense of containment and begin to fractalize out now into the galactic one, rather than fractalize within a very contained, closed environment. Do we
Indeed.
answer your question?
So much. Yes, absolutely. I here at the end, I want to ask if there is some new light technology that you can introduce us to, or ascension codes you can show us how to anchor.
Well, what we're really interested in is for you discovering at this time in particular, the greatest way to discover the greatness within you and anchor yourself. This is what we want to be clear about, what we call embodiment, because this is bringing all of those multidimensional aspects of yourself here. Now, there are those who say, well, yes, there are codes that can assist you with that. We agree. However, what we are very interested in is humans beginning to discover the difference between senses that sense in your environment. In other words, senses that operate between yourself and what you believe to be your reality, and senses that actually occur deep within yourself. Because this is part of the anchoring, this is the embodiment when you begin to discover that sense actually exists within you. So, what we would encourage humans to play with, to experiment with, and to practice at this time is when you are feeling something in your environment or when you are responding to something, where is the sense? And begin to feel what is happening deep within yourself. And begin to reorient your sense of focus for data or reality or what you believe is true, away from what you are sensing out here and back into what you're sensing within, because that's going to start to wake up a center point and begin to unfurl that genetic capacity for you to actually be able to sense reality in a way that reveals far more than what you have been able to view up until this time. Because it is the inner sense, your inner sensory organs, that can enable you to perceive what you know is possible, but your externalized senses cannot yet perceive accurately.
Yeah, it's so amazing. There's a lot of people today, instead of saying the word, oh, I understand, or there's an understanding, they use the term inner standing. And so that it
Yes.
comes from within, and it feels so much like what you're talking about. I thank you for having the capacity to understand, comprehend all of this. You know, you can imagine as a human, it can be very confusing. And so to be able to articulate, as you just did, like really complex ideas and what is going on in a grand way and in a very small individual way, that is really meaningful to me. This is one of those I will go back and listen to again and again, to keep ingesting what all of what you just shared with us.
Oh, blessed one, the human is to be celebrated. The human is to be celebrated, a wondrous, wondrous creation and expression of source consciousness that continues to evolve. It doesn't end. You don't end.
Yeah.
Find joy and momentum in the continual exploration. Seek not to complete your existence.
Old timeline, new potentials. Is there something happening in the mechanics of the in-between space that we're in?
There are some that would say it is the great pause at this time. And it is a great pause that will bring human attention and awareness into one fulcrum point in the days or weeks ahead. In our view, it is imminent. And this is what we call a consensus experience. Because as we suggested, every human has their own version of reality, but there are moments of coherence that occur within the Earth experience where humans or much of reality is all looking at the same thing, all focusing on the same thing, and it need only be for one flash. And in that moment, there is a point of coherence that occurs that enables another evolutionary leap to occur. And that's where a new set of blueprints now becomes accessible and available for humanity. So we are here now. And so that feeling you have at this time, blessed one, we say it to you, where you feel that everything is speeding up, but at the same time, you are slowing down within yourself. Yes. But you know that you feel your consciousness feels like it's on the edge of its seat. Many who are listening, I'm on the edge of my seat, but I don't know what for. I have no clear line of sight. That's because we are. It is imminent. The consensus event that ushers in the new blueprints, what humans have been talking about for so long, sometimes in terms of timelines, sometimes in terms of an opening in consciousness, it's imminent.
Thank you.
This is it, imminent.
Amazing. Amazing that we chose to be alive at this time. Really.
Yes. Yes, to experience evolution in a way that has not been experienced before.
Really. Yeah. The Wild West, the unknown, the
Yes.
new creations. Incredible. Incredible. The souls who chose to be here right now, very powerful. And thank you. And I just, wow, every time we have the opportunity to connect, I know we just like the shifts energetically are so big and very helpful, really very helpful. And
It is
yeah.
our joy to be with you.
So
Thank you, Debbie.
amazing, Rebecca
Great
Dawson.
questions. I learned some things today.
Oh, I'm so grateful. You don't want to use the word rabbit hole after that, but I am so grateful we're, able to go through a new portal, really, of awareness and information to incorporate. But also, there was this profound container I felt with what was being shared that will allow all of us to relax a little more right now, to understand that exactly what might feel so confusing is exactly the paradigm that needs to occur. It is
Yes.
the integral part of this amazing process we're in. And so, where
Yes.
can people find you? Where can people work
Oh.
with you? What is next for you?
Oh, thank you. So my website, rebeccadawson.com, super easy. I always have seminars and workshops and series and retreats going on, so there's lots on there to explore and lots of free content on there as well. I also have a membership where you can join every month and go through these kinds of live channelings and join with us for Q&A. And of course, I'm very excited to be seeing you next year, Debbie, at the LA Conscious Life Expo.
Conscious Life Expo. Are you speaking? Are you doing a workshop? What is happening?
I'm doing a free 90-minute workshop, which will in essence be something similar to what we have experienced. We don't know what the topic will be. It will depend on the consciousness of who is there as to what will be generated. And it's interactive, so there will be a lot of question and answer that's available for people in there to really not the rabbit hole, the opposite of the rabbit hole, the fractalize, so that we can all discover more together.
Beautiful. And I know, before giving too much away right now, but I think you and I are going to be working on a project also together next year that is
Yes.
in its seedling, but also becoming a beautiful sapped tree. But yes, so, get on our newsletter. At the very least, get on Rebecca Dawson's newsletter so you can be aware of what's coming down the
Yes.
pike, what she's offering, and obviously events and so forth. And is there anything you next dare to dream? It's so funny. I'm trying to remember if it was two times ago I asked you that question, and you said, yes, I'm going to be moving to the United States and it's going to be a whole new chapter. But now you've been here for a
Here
while.
I am.
Yes. So
Yeah,
what is your
that's
next
right.
dream, your next life creation?
Well, it's so interesting that you ask because I think, like many other people, there's no clear line of sight for me right now. And it's quite difficult, especially because I find, people here in the US tend to be a little bit more structured than I was in Australia. I tend to fly by the seat of my pants. So people are asking me now, I'm doing something else with another network next year. And, we're planning out to September, October. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, because I tend to do things within a few weeks. So I really don't have an answer to that, Debbie. I have no sense of permanency. I mean, I've moved. I'm in Santa Barbara right now. I'm for probably a short time. I don't know where I will be after that, and I don't know because my stability, I think, is in my ability to feel and explore and sense things that make me feel alive, and nothing else feels very anchored at this time. So I'd like to say that I have a clear sense of direction, but I really don't.
You're in the process we just spoke about at length. So kudos to you for, just releasing like a big fallback, a big surrender into that energy of life. And I think that's a grand adventure.
To be available for whatever consciousness, the consciousness within me wants to experience next for my own evolution. And that's what I try and do is be available. And sure enough, things seem to happen. This happens today.
This happened. Oh, I'm so grateful it did. Like perfect timing. Thank you once
Yes.
again, Rebecca,
Thank
for
you,
the
Debbie. A delight as always.
Extraordinary. And if you want to come see us, of course, her website, rebeccadawson.com. If you want to come February 20th through the 23rd, Los Angeles, please do. Much easier drive for Rebecca this time. And you can go to debbiedashinger.com/CLE for Conscious Life Expo CLE. Again, all the links are going to be in the show notes. Go there, explore, click, join. Be part of a tribe and part of something that helps your soul right now. I think we all need that, something to anchor into, not the old paradigms, but people like what Rebecca does and big events like what Conscious Life Expo offers, so you can take a breath and know you're the right person in the right place at the right time. I end today's show with this reminder that you're not here to survive the shift. You are here to remember that you are the shift. This show, Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger, is really your number one transformation conversation. It's for curious souls who want to connect deeper with extraterrestrial life, with channeling, with higher dimensions and ancient shamanic wisdom. Next week on the show, I'm speaking with Marilyn Gavicki, who channels Zazar. If you will, please subscribe, like, comment. We appreciate all of it. And we can't wait to see you in person, or on the next show, or in the next retreat. Remember, don't just dare to dream. Dare, especially right now, to create all your dreams, whatever energy that looks like or that comes to you, into your reality.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.